brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Sheeran!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to another
exciting,
thrilling,
fiery,
dope,
smoky show.
Yes.
Episode.
Yes.
As I messed that one up,
it's okay. But it is the V.
Hey.
Show.
Yeah.
And we're here with some hot news.
Fire.
Here with a bang. With a bang and ready to start the season.
Bro.
I mean, oh my gosh.
It's looking crazy. DJ Sticks and I were really looking forward to this episode. And
Yes. Fortunately,
DJ Stones will not be with us.
Yeah.
But this is exciting. And I'm sure for all football fans out there, you know what it is. You know what time it is.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the Premier
sir.
League yes, sir. Is... back.
Premier League is back this week, and actually, this is the last show, right? Where the league would not have started. So for the next, I don't know, for the next year, we're gonna be doing like every single week. We're gonna kick it off with the weekend roundup, as you know it. So it's exciting stuff. And this week has been a worthy final week, because this is the week where like you're getting literally. This club just signed this guy.
Yeah.
This player wants to leave all of a sudden. Literally, I saw a comment yesterday on Instagram.
Yeah.
One person was saying, this transfer window feels like career mode.
Yeah. So basically, we're putting all anticipation to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more waiting.
No.
No more cliffhangers.
It's happening now.
So this is where we see if we test the proof, which is in the pudding.
Mm-hmm.
We see whether all of these new signings worked out, and there are quite some very exciting signings, as we've discussed on the show, and we've seen all over the place where teams have strengthened their squads, and now we really want to see what they're made of.
Yes, and we're gonna kick it off with. So this isn't a transfer headline per se, but if you put it in football terms, and it's something we just have to talk about because of who it is, the magnitude.
Yeah.
So, Cristiano Ronaldo decided to permanently sign his partner and make it official. So the man finally proposed and, shout out, huge respect to him, but he decided to seal the knot.
Yeah, I even saw Fabrizio posted it on his story as well. I'm not even joking.
Here we go.
Cristiano Ronaldo proposed to Georgina Gaudio.
Was it like that? Oh,
no, he didn't. He just posted the picture.
That's dope, man.
No, but it's really awesome to see. And I know this is not something that's necessarily talked about a lot, especially because we deal with football and the sports center.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to see, because myself for a long time I've been thinking, how long is it going to take for Cristiano Ronaldo to propose? Because
I thought he was never going to do it.
Freaking like five kids later.
like I thought he was going to pull like a Thierry Henry or Zlatan.
Yeah.
Where it's just partner forever, man.
Bro?
Look,
maybe there were some trust issues, and I think Ronaldo is at the point where he's realizing that he doesn't have forever.
Yeah, and
football career is coming to an end.
Yeah, probably he realized that, I actually don't want anyone else. I don't see myself with anyone else. So let's do this, man. And it is estimated that the engagement ring is worth 5 million.
Bro?
5 million, which is basically, it's just above his weekly wage. So this man put a week's worth of cash in there. Man.
In there.
And it's actually quite crazy. Because 5 million, we might like think, it's just 5 million for him. But 5 million is a lot of money.
5 million is a lot of money.
For a ring.
For a ring.
Oh my goodness.
Bro, that's mental. I looked at the, like, I'm just breaking it out to you now. If you're listening, I didn't know about the price until DJ Sticks just mentioned it. But it kind of makes sense because I looked at the picture of this ring and I'm like, that's a big diamond.
That is a huge.
Big boy diamond.
Huge diamond. So he decided to go big. But yes, Cristiano does a permanent deal.
Yeah.
We go.
So we're looking forward to the wedding. Someone, whoever is at the wedding, please leak wedding videos.
Yeah, you know, please leak. You know, sub, like you a know, young stream there, like a live stream, you know.
Live stream, Ronaldo, please stream your wedding. We'd love to see it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, and then please invite Lionel Messi, you know.
I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Liverpool not having as much of a weekend as Cristiano because they lost the FA McDonald's Community Cup to Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
This past weekend, bro.
I didn't watch that match, but I saw the highlights. It was quite interesting. Ekitike getting his goal. I was quite impressed by how he scored his goal. It wasn't anything out of this world. But, I mean, the movement that happened in the box between him getting that goal and even how he positioned himself.
Big brain.
He's putting himself out there. Because a lot of the times the concern is, okay, you're coming from another league. You're young. You don't have as much as experience. Will you make it in the Premier League? And unfortunately, a lot of players have been plagued to fail. And Ekitike is showing some signs of, you know, he has the character. He has the pizzazz.
Yeah. And also Jeremy Frimpong also getting his first goal in his professional competitive debut with Liverpool. And it was actually a cross that he intended to...
Exactly. I was about to say that's a controversial goal.
But, you know, I mean, he'll definitely claim it.
He'll definitely claim it,
and,
of course.
I know he's happy with the goal. But then, obviously, Crystal Palace coming back, making it 2-2, and then winning on penalties with a crazy out-of-this-world performance from a former Manchester United player, Dean Henderson, being the star.
Crazy, bro. Why do we have to give away all the hidden gems? It's like... I'm sure we could have done with Dean Henderson ourselves, you know. This previous season was a little bit horrific.
I mean, you sell De Gea and then, you know, you sell Dean Henderson.
Bro, that's what do you want? Do you actually want a goalkeeper?
Ah, my gosh. But anyway, speaking of David De Gea, he was also at Old Trafford this past weekend. And I was actually surprised about the way that they handled him there.
Yeah. No, I think it was only right. He should have been seen off like properly when he left.
Mm.
But in terms of everything that went down with United letting go of De Gea, it was very for a club legend.
Oh my gosh.
Bro, you can't do that. Yeah. Your best goalkeeper who is like best goalkeeper of the season. And you still let him go in a very awful way. But I was quite happy about that. He got, you know, his nice framed honoring plaque, whatever you call it.
Yes.
And yeah, it was good to see. He was all smiles, happy to be back at United. Unfortunately, we were versing them that day.
Yeah,
but
Argentina, yes.
It was a bit of a bittersweet moment for me, if I must be honest.
Yeah. The fans were happy as well. And one thing that he said, which is still crazy to me, is that he still wouldn't mind coming back. So
I wouldn't mind buying him back.
Hint, 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 hint.
Wink, wink.
You know, goalkeepers are available out here. And we have a big one.
Yeah.
In the goalkeeping sphere. So, breaking news, right? Gianluigi Donnarumma officially says his goodbye to
PSG.
To PSG fans. And he's in his statement, he says someone wanted him out.
It's always interesting when players go out like this. But is it like not the manager? I think I was reading a couple of news headlines. I don't know if it was a day or two ago where, I mean, there was a discussion with the manager. And I think the manager was saying he wants a different kind of goalkeeper.
Damn.
Which
for
is,
real?
Yeah. Don't take me on my word for it. Please do your research as well. But I saw something about that. Like, you know, the manager has a different vision for a goalkeeper that, you know, he wants for his squad. So, I mean... Who throws away a Donnarumma? It's like Man United selling De Gea. Makes no sense.
Literally.
But literally. I guess that's where they are, eh?
Yeah, literally. And I mean, immediately when someone says that, it takes you to, is it the manager? Because there's only one person that has the power to say, I don't want this player. And then, you know, forcing someone to leave, and that's the coach. Yeah. I can't see the physicians or the assistant coaches. No one has the power except for the coach.
Unless maybe like the CEO of PSG was like, we need a new goalkeeper.
For real. But now he obviously, we now question, you know. It's more about what the coach says. So is it Luis Enrique? We don't know. And we're not saying that we know that it's him. But all we know is that Donnarumma is available.
Yeah.
And there are a ton of clubs keeping a close eye. I know Man United is definitely one of them.
Man United was looking at him. I'm not seeing a lot of noise recently around getting Donnarumma anymore. So I'm a bit skeptical. But maybe they're cooking undercover. Who knows?
Their name is there. I know City is there as well. But now with Man City, the way it's working, so Man City is preparing for basically the exit of Ederson, and Galatasaray are very keen. So it's a thing of, if Galatasaray signs Ederson, then Donnarumma becomes our main priority.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't happen, the deal might not happen as well. So yeah, we're going to be keeping a close eye on that. But I know definitely as time goes, a club will definitely pick him up. There is no way that a goalkeeper like Donnarumma can be free for long. And he's still young. That's the other thing we need to remember.
So yeah, he's still got time on his hands, yeah, pun intended.
26, 27.
I don't know.
Nice.
He's still got time on his hands, and yeah, let's see what happens with, you know, Donnarumma.
Yeah, and as a Man City fan, you know, I'm a bit saddened by this one, but I do understand from the player's perspective. So Jack Grealish signs in as new Everton player on loan.
On loan, yeah.
From Man City.
I'm not gonna lie, I was quite surprised to see that.
Yeah, I think it's more of like an understanding.
Yeah.
I don't see Jack wanting to leave. I think he had a discussion with the coach and said, look, I know that probably I won't be playing as much. Obviously, he loves the club.
Yeah.
But it's a thing of game time and age is going. You know, he's getting towards the his peak years, and he's basically wanting to give it his all during this time that he has. And I think a club like Everton, that is building itself back up, they have an exciting project. They've signed a couple of good players already. So a player like Jack Grealish will be very crucial for them.
Yeah.
And also for him, the game time that's going to come with that. And yeah, just being on the pitch as much as he possibly can be. I think it's a good deal for him. Sad to see him go, because obviously it weakens, you know, our squad depth. But I do understand. And then the deal includes a 50 million buy option, which is not mandatory. But if Everton is happy with the performance, and if Jack wants to stay, they can get him for 50 million.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal.
It's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
This can be a chance for Jack Grealish to rehabilitate himself. At the same time, it's quite interesting because, unfortunately, from past experience, depending on the case with Jack Grealish, it might be a case of goodbye. Jack Grealish gone on loan this season, next season also another club somewhere in Europe. Who knows?
Gets him for that 50 mil. Damn, man. That's only half of what we paid for him, you know?
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, we paid how much?
Hey, gosh.
70 million for Sancho.
Okay, y'all.
We got nothing out of him. Useless.
Okay, yeah. Shame.
Paid 80 mil for Anthony.
Shame. Oh, my gosh. Okay. DJ Glory.
Speaking about Anthony, Girona is looking at doing a deal to sign him on a permanent basis. Man United and Girona are in talks.
Oh, wow.
So, let's see how that one goes.
Wow. Girona is cooking.
Yeah.
Girona is cooking.
Girona, sorry. My bad. I realized I said Girona. It's actually Real Betis. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Real Betis want to buy
So, they actually want to get him.
Because they've been permanent. Impressed. Yes.
Damn.
So, they are having talks with Man United. Hopefully, this will be good for him. Because as we saw in the previous season, he was doing well. I mean, not everyone is cut out for the Premier League. We understand that. But, hopefully he can go there, do well, at least have a good spell to his career.
Yeah. And then there's one that I'm not excited about. So there are rumors that Spurs wants to sign Savinho from City for 68 million.
You know what came to my mind? I was like, this guy just arrived at Man City.
He just arrived. That's the same thing I was saying. Like, you just came. So, and the reports that I was looking at, it was being said that he's actually keen on the move. He's just waiting for the clubs to agree, basically. So if the clubs agree, then he's good to go. And I was like, what?
Doesn't make sense at all.
So I suspect that there's something going on deeper behind the scenes, you know. But it's a very weird one. If Tottenham gets him, incredible signing.
Yeah.
Incredible signing. And I do think that City will suffer with that one.
Yeah.
And because of that potential move, Pep and City are also looking at Rodrigo. Rodrigo at Real Madrid, who's sort of faced with the same situation where he wants to stay at Madrid. He loves the club. But it's a thing of, if the clubs do agree, he's not necessarily going to kick and scream. Because he's going to a team like Man City. And then the price tag that is being spoken about here is another 100 million.
Bro, that's crazy.
For Rodrigo.
That is crazy. Now, Rodrigo is a good player. And I think Rodrigo is a big money player. But I think 100 million is a bit of a push. Is it 100 million euros or in pounds? Because if it's 100 million euros, we can round it off to about how much? Let's say 90
yeah,
to...
Yeah, about 90 years.
About 90 to about what, 80-something
yeah.
pounds?
2 years ago, right? 2 years ago, peak Rodrigo, I'd say 70. 70 or 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we get him for like a long-term deal. But this Rodrigo, no way it's 100. No way it's 100. I do understand Madrid's demands, but there's no way. He's not a 100 million Euro player right now.
Just like we've stated in the past couple of episodes.
No way.
Football has become a monopoly money capital. And that's what it is. But if Rodrigo comes to Man City and he gets there on fire, I think that could be a real resurgence into that squad.
Yes.
And I think if Rodrigo is added to the Man City squad, that could be like Champions League Man City.
Yeah, he's definitely a big game player. He's not a player that's going to shy away and keep quiet. He's going to be there trying to prove a point. So if he comes through and he is a Pep favorite, Pep is a big fan of him.
Okay.
And that's already a good sign.
That's a plus.
Yeah, because if Pep likes the way you play, then you are probably in a good place. And obviously with the players around him as well, it's going to be good. I don't know where exactly he's going to fit into the system. But yeah, if we do get him, I still don't agree with 100 million euro. He better justify it if you get him for that price.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good deal, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We will see how it goes.
All right. I think we've come to the very sad part of our show where we have to take an exit.
Yeah.
But before we do that, just a final announcement. Benjamin Sesko has been given a shirt number and he's going to be wearing shirt number 30 for Man United. Like I said, I'm looking forward to the season, looking forward to what Man United is going to do. And, you know, all the teams in general in the Premier League. But let the games begin.
It's gonna be a crazy season, full of excitement. I think this one, and I say it every season. I say it every season, every single season. But I'm gonna say it again. I'm excited for this season, and I think this season is gonna be the best one yet.
So before we leave, hot take: first game of the season, Liverpool. Bournemouth, what are your thoughts?
I think this one is going to be Liverpool's game.
Yeah.
The reason I'm saying that is they've just come from a defeat in the Community Shield. And we've seen over the past few years how if Man City loses the Shield, they go on and they do great things. So I think Liverpool, they caught a very quick wake-up call.
Yeah.
And it's going to take some teams a long time to wake up. So I think they've already seen that, okay, this season, wow, these teams mean business.
Okay.
We can't underestimate anyone.
So let's do this. We're going to do the first matches of, the first match day. And this is what you're going to do. So I'm going to call out the teams, and you're going to say the name of the team that you're going to that you think is going to win that match.
Cool.
So we're going to try to do it in as less seconds as possible.
Cool.
So first match, Liverpool-Bournemouth.
Liverpool.
Aston Villa-Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Brighton-Fulham.
Fulham.
Fulham, okay. I think that's interesting, but okay. Sunderland-West Ham.
West Ham. Sunderland, welcome to the Premier League.
Definitely. Tottenham, Burnley.
Draw.
All right. Wolves, Man City.
This one is tough.
Yeah.
But Man City.
Man City, okay. Chelsea, Crystal Palace.
Draw.
Nottingham Forest and Brentford.
Nottingham Forest.
Okay. Leeds United versus Everton.
Everton.
And then the last one, which I skipped specifically for this part, Man United and Arsenal.
Oh my gosh! Arsenal, Gyökeres, head trick.
Oh my gosh, he just had two duds on our name. But it's fine. Personally, I'm not expecting us to win that game. It will be a good bonus to my weekend. I'm lying. I want us to win that game.
Where are you playing?
Man United, I think we're playing at Old Trafford.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. That changes the dynamic.
Let me just confirm. Yes, we are playing at Old Trafford.
Okay, I changed mine to a draw.
Look, a draw. Can I be honest with you? I'd be more confident if we're playing at the Emirates.
Emirates, yes. Because there's something to prove.
Yeah.
But I think draw. A draw will be fine.
London would be red and not red for Gunners.
This guy. And with that terrible joke, we say goodbye. We will be back here next week. Full of energy, full of excitement.
Yeah.
And yeah, get ready. And here we go. But from us, from myself, DJ Sticks.
And from myself, Glory.
We are signing out.
Peace.
Stay updated and stay entertained. The Native FM. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us like post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Better. Active FM. Radio has never been better.